Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to walk with our Lord through the Gospels. The church gives us another reading from John's Gospel today, John 16, verses 12 through 15. The central theme this week on these passages is Jesus talking to the apostles in the Last Supper discourse just before he's about to be arrested. And he's talking to them about the coming and his giving the Holy Spirit, the advocate, he calls him, to the apostles. And he helps them understand that his whole departure, his whole leaving them and going back to the Father is for the purpose of pouring out the Holy Spirit. And that's what happens on the day of Pentecost, which we will be celebrating just a few days down the road. We're in that amazing time of the church year between Easter and Pentecost. We celebrate the glory of our Lord. And we have to keep celebrating, friends, and remembering, because it seems at times like we're more conscious when we're going through the season of Lent, maybe because there's such a labor and we have to work at it and it kind of drags on a little bit, that we're very much aware of Lent and then we celebrate Easter with a bang. And then slowly after it, we just fade and kind of get back to sort of back to normal. We come out of the celebrative posture. And we need to keep celebrating this amazing reality all the way through the 50 days. In fact, the whole of the Christian life is, no matter what the circumstances, a celebration of the victory of Jesus, of the victory of the Father's plan in his Son. So today's reading, John 16, 12 through 15. By the way, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs this week, go ahead and you can find them on our website at renewalministries.net. You could also just go to the App Store and get the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app or both, and the programs are accessible to you anytime, night or day. So, John 16, verse 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he'll take from what is mine and he'll declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." So this is another Trinitarian passage, beautiful description. Jesus is opening up our minds to the reality of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's mission, the different missions of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit's mission to lead us to truth, to bring the truth. And what is the truth? Well, the truth is what Jesus taught. The truth is Jesus himself. The truth is the wisdom of the Father, the word that comes from the Father from all eternity, and that word is his Son. Thinking of the beginning of John's Gospel, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that word revealed the wisdom of God, the power of God, the mind of God, and brought the life of God to all who are willing, ready to repent and to receive it. So start from the beginning of the passage. Jesus says, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." Well, he's going to tell them more after his resurrection, and he also is going to tell them more through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will remind them, but also the Holy Spirit reveals things, as we see in the Acts of the Apostles. The Holy Spirit, the first agent of the church's mission, is fueling the movement and the mission of the church in the world. And he gives prophecy, visions, dreams, signs, wonders, things from the apostles' direction at different times. And it all comes from the Father and the Son. And the Spirit comes as a servant of the Father and the Son. And the Son comes as a servant of the Father. And the unfolding of the plan that's in the heart of the Father to make us children of God, to unite us to him, to his family, Jesus' family that he's forming here on earth. But when he comes, he says, the Spirit of truth. Now there's a title of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It's a good thing to reflect on that, those four words, the Spirit of truth. We're living at a time when there's an extraordinary degree of deception that's present in the world. There's just so much lying and colluding in lying and division within our culture, and some of it's even happening in the church. And there's this, you can tell when lying and division intensifies, that the enemy, Satan, is not far behind. I mean, he's the one, he's the hidden one that's driving it. And I'm going to go to 2 Thessalonians here, this passage, where he talks about the spiritual battle and the coming of the lawless one. We've heard many times, you've heard in this program, and I've heard from Pope Benedict the 16th and others talking about the spiritual battle that we're in, and that what we're seeing happening in the culture is the rise of an antichrist creed, a creed that is lying and deceptive and is insisting on a new set of commandments or moral behaviors and worldviews and perspectives and definitions of what is good and true. He said it's fueled by an antichrist spirit. And what the devil always tries to do is to deceive the human race to buy a lie. He sells us lies so that we buy the lie and get enslaved to the lie and promote the lie in a lifestyle, so we end up opposing God. And it's possible, friends, and it's happening, in lots of places in the church today, for even baptized people who are not alert, you know, like St. Peter exhorts the church, you know, be careful, be alert, be sober, be clear-headed, be ready, put up the armor. Because why? Because your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion, and he's seeking someone to devour, and he does it through seduction. Here's the description in 2 Thessalonians of the Antichrist and his relationship to deception. It said, the coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders. So deception, right? Verse 10, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. See, what the devil's trying to do is to seduce human beings who are already tempted by their fallen flesh to not want to pay attention to God, to want to assert ourselves, to not be conscious and live with a serious focus on the commandments of God and serving God and loving God with all our heart, often in a place of compromise and lukewarm, living from the world in a way, not being both in the world and of the world. When Jesus said, or the scripture said, be in the world, but not of the world. Don't be a child of the world, be a child of the kingdom. And the Holy Spirit wants to help us do that. But if we're listening to the lies of the enemy, who's trying to seduce us, just like he seduced our first parents in the garden, to deceive us into believing lies, he can enslave us. He's a liar from the beginning, Jesus said. This is his nature. He's a murderer. Every place you see, friends, in our culture today, every place where ideas, philosophies are being pushed, laws that violate the fundamental realities that God himself has established. For example, a human being is a human being from the moment of its conception till natural death on this earth. There's no other way to look at it from the point of view of the kingdom of God. But the diabolic lie of the enemy and enslaving people who are in fear, men, women in fear, or ignorant, culpably ignorant in many cases, to believe a lie, to suppress the truth about the humanity of the person, of the baby in the womb, and all kinds of Madison Avenue, the news agencies, the entertainment world are all colluding in lies, the political community in lies, to say, it's not a human being, it's my body, I can do whatever I want with it. And you see a society collectively colluding in a deception, and they fall to the deception and they call a lie true. They call it the truth. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. They exchange the wisdom of God for lies. That's the deception of the enemy. It's one of the examples. And in that case, one of the things that people who have abortions don't see many times the whole picture. Only God knows ultimately the culpability that's present and all the rest. I'm not trying to get into that at the moment. But what's going on ultimately is, as Dr. Peter Kreef said at one point, that demons want to be fed. And there's a reason why, since 1973, at least according to Wikipedia, over a billion children have been murdered in the womb all over the world. And that's just staggering. Why does that happen? Because people fall prey. And with all, again, here's Paul, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. And what is the first? In many cases, abortions happen as a result of other sins that preceded it and other suppressions of the truth. Like, look, sex is for marriage between a man and a woman, period. And so people ignore it. And people end up, what, right? Engaging in it in premarital sex, and someone gets pregnant, and then the ball started, right? The deception started long before the baby was aborted. And so lie after lie after lie leads up to it. That's how it is with lots of sins in our lives. That's just one of the most dramatic, partly because it's worth continuing to talk about because of how serious it is, but also how blind the public is. And I just can't forget what a few years ago when the state of New York voted to be able to abort a child right up to its last breath, and the legislature was dancing and happy and celebrating, and they lit up buildings in New York. I mean, it's crazy. It's wicked. The root of it is right here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the coming of the lawless one. The lawless one has led people of all sizes, shapes, backgrounds to collude with him in a lie and to consciously, systematically break the laws of God. And he says, this is a work of the enemy who, through all wickedness and deception, is at work to deceive people. And at the core of it is to refuse to love the truth and so to be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The Holy Spirit comes to break that strategy of the devil, and only the Holy Spirit can do it. He sheds the light of Jesus, exposes the enemy, gives us power, we just drive him out. He forgives us of our sins when we repent and we move on. But there's a deep collective deception in the country and in the world today. Whole nations turning their back on God. Obviously, in every nation, there's Christians who are turning their face toward God, and God is at work. But we're in the middle of a great battle. And Jesus reminds us that the Spirit that he's sending is the Spirit of truth, and he said he will lead you to all truth. He'll speak not on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. So friends, if we seek the Lord, if we open our hearts to the full power of the Holy Spirit, if we hear this teaching of the Spirit in the church and in the scriptures, and also the whisper in our hearts and our conscience, rightly formed, we will hear the voice of God and will be able to walk in truth, to walk in freedom, and to be like the Holy Spirit. He said, the Holy Spirit comes to glorify Jesus because he declares the things that are coming and that Jesus tells him. We too have received the words of Jesus, and we too can glorify him in how we live now in these challenging times and how we speak and the truth that we bring. This is our moment. This is what the Lord has made us for, and he's given us this precious, precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Friends, let's walk by the Spirit. Let's seek the Holy Spirit and his work in us and obey him. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.